All right, this is episode 21, and on the show today, we are busting at the seams with Star Wars news.
And another remake in the works of an 80s classic. Just a warning, don't feed them after midnight.
Oh, and I get hungry after midnight, too. And then also, we learned this week who will be taking David Letterman's seat.
Interesting choice.
On late night. Very interesting.
So this is a gal and a gay. Welcome to Gal and a Gay. It's Kitty.
And Mick, and thanks for listening to episode 21. 21! I can't believe we're up to that number.
I know.
I feel old. if I didn't feel old already.
Wow. So we got a lot of talk about this time around. Lots of TV, lots of movie news, all kinds of stuff to talk about. And ignoring reality, of course. Yeah, so let's just start. We're going to start with Game of Thrones because we're fans of Game of Thrones, and it's, you know, top of the TV list right now. So,
Spoiler alert. we have also, I don't know if you've listened to any of our previous podcasts, but we have never read one line of a book.
We're not fans of the books. Just we're fans of the series.
And fans of the Wikipedia page that I've been following because I want to know what's going to happen before it actually happens because... That's the way I'm all with Game of Thrones.
Can't handle the deaths in this show.
Right.
I like to be surprised, but I also do like to read every once in a while, like, what happens in the books versus what happens in the show, that sort of thing. So, I'm not really huge, like, I don't really care about the spoilers. I want to know, like, what should I expect? So, yeah. So, anyway, this season, you know, last season premiere was last week, and it was one of the highest rated, like...
Mm-hmm. It crashed HBO Go.
Yeah, it crashed HBO Go. Oof. I think it's, like, it has some of the highest ratings since The Sopranos.
The Soprano finale.
Yeah, The Sopranos finale. So, it's been pretty popular, and I think it's only going to get more popular. So, yeah, tomorrow night's the second episode.
And it's a big, big episode.
It's a big episode, I know.
Purple Wedding.
I know.
So, it's... If you remember the Red Wedding, this Purple Wedding is basically sort of a retaliation, kind of, in a way, of the Red Wedding. So definitely expect a few deaths
and
a lot of excitement and some changes
in
the throne.
I was reading an article, Macy Williams, who plays Arya, she was saying, you know, that this season, she is my favorite, one of my favorites. She was saying that this if you're a fan of the book, there's going to be a lot of differences this season, or they're going to jump around a lot. They're not going to follow it like they have been pretty much. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. I don't know. Like, I was listening to a podcast about the Game of Thrones recently, and they said, yeah, there's some things that happen at the end of a book that happened in that last episode and that sort of thing. So really interesting.
Right.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good season.
I think someone had tweeted at us about how Arya's storyline has already jumped ahead to the end of this book.
Yes.
So it'll be kind of interesting to see where we see her go this season. Mm-hmm. Are we going to see that much of her since they've already kind of jumped to where they're at with her storyline? And also, I guess some people were sort of pissed off because in the book, she didn't kill that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I read that, that it wasn't
people,
her who killed it. Yeah.
Right, and people were a little pissed off that a child killed an adult that way, things like that. But again, it's the Game of Thrones.
It is the Game of Thrones, exactly. You know, and the series is going to do things differently. They're not going to stick to the books completely, obviously.
Right.
So.
And obviously, pretty soon, they're going to run out of what's going on in the books.
Exactly.
That they have to, they're going to have to figure out where they're going after that. And it was just this week announced that they have picked up seasons 5 and 6 of Game of Thrones, which doesn't surprise any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also talked about how it looks that season 7 could possibly be the final season. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly they move because they're going to catch up. I mean,
they're definitely catching up
to the books.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to happen. So, you know, and it is a series. So, I mean, they're going to take their own liberties and do what they think's right for the series and that sort of thing.
Especially since they already know how he's going to end the books.
So it's just, you know, I don't think the book people should get real upset because obviously they're not going to stick to the book 100%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because some things work better in a book than they do in a series. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did with True Blood. And I like what they've done with the series of True Blood. And so, you know.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think it's great. And Right. Yeah, I'm excited to see. I was reading today that like next episode is all the royal wedding, and probably the third episode is probably we won't see till Arya again. So like this next episode is going to be pretty much all royal wedding stuff. So,
and I think in the preview King's we Landing. Saw that
Bran will be in there too. So that's true. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it turns out.
But yeah. It's good. I'm liking the season so far.
Only I am too.
One episode in, yeah. But it's still good.
Yeah, and so after the second episode, airs, we will do another podcast about it. So just look for that this week sometime. Right. Yeah, so we'll be doing that every week until the show's over.
I know. So. But then
True Blood starts. Yeah. Right. Speaking of True Blood, yeah, right. There is some news with that. I just read it. I have to look it up because I don't remember what it said. But, you know, that starts in, June. Oh, yeah, a couple months from now. Mm. And I'm really excited. It's the last season. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Let's see what this... I really do love True Blood. And I'm very excited.
Right, and apparently we're going to go back in time and meet Bill's
parents. Yeah, that's what it is. We're going to meet Bill's parents. And we're going to see his wife give birth to one of his kids. And then they're going to introduce a new character, Bridget, who's a microbiologist. So I don't know. Maybe this will be something with the... I don't know. Maybe the blood or some... I feel like they have something new with the vampires. Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Something like that, probably, I would think.
Why are we meeting Bill's parents at this point?
I don't know.
We only have 10 episodes left of this series.
I know. I'm assuming, it's going to be a flashback, and it's going to probably explain something about Bill or something that happened when he was a kid or something like that. So,
well, and obviously we're going to see Bill's kids.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think we've seen Bill's kids before, haven't we? At least one of them.
I can't remember.
Because when he, was that... Didn't he like at maybe. Least, like, he came back when he was, when he first entered a vampire and saw his wife and his kids.
Oh, right. That cabin kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I think we've probably seen his kids before, at least one of his kids before, I think. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Well, I mean, again, they're going to start wrapping things up, so... I think we talked in the last podcast. I'm pretty sure that Bill and Sookie are going to.
I think end they're up probably. I could see that happening. I could see it happening, absolutely. Just because I feel like they're. I mean, that's how the show started, and they always touch back on it. Mm-hmm. So I just, I could see that happening. And I think a lot of people would be happy if they ended up together again.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Maybe Pam and Eric will end up together.
Maybe. That would.
She's his kid, kind of.
Yeah, but you know.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But, you know, as long as they. They might kill Pam, though. What if they kill Pam? Oof. They might. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to die in the in the series.
Yeah. As long as it's the final episode and she has an amazing...
Yes.
She does something amazing before.
I know.
But maybe not. You never know.
I don't know. Yeah, you really don't know what to expect because it is the final season. So really, they could do anything.
Right.
You know, so... And it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. It's June 22nd, so look forward to that, guys. So we will be talking about that for sure. So
right, and the one thing that we've been talking a lot about in the last couple of months since we started, The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, yep. Season 5's turning along, apparently. I read an article today. Robert Kirkman said that they've written most of the scripts for like half the season, and they're working on the back half of the season. So I'm so excited. I think it's going to be a really good season next season, so I'm really excited. And I was reading some article, just about Terminus. You know, there was an article saying, Scott Gimple, who's one of the show creators, I assume, or the writers, was like, don't assume that the Terminus folks are cannibals, even though they've heavily implied it a little bit, but I don't know. That's the thing. You don't really know what's going on in Terminus. And so,
and that's where we talk about how it differs from the comic book, and everyone's like, oh, Terminus must be Sanctuary, where it's part of these cannibals or whatever. But it's like, well, that's kind of like, oh, well, you don't really have to get too creative if you're just changing a couple names and making something that's already in the comic book. So maybe, and you kind of said that he sort of hinted that maybe it's kind of a test.
Yeah, that's what there's some Hunger fan Games theories floating down out there. That's sort of like a Hunger Games kind of thing where they're testing people for survival, like trying to find the best of the best who can survive this and, join together or whatever. So I don't know. Apparently there's a deleted scene somewhere that wasn't from the last episode that shows like Daryl and
Michonne
and all.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. And they
like,
were fighting.
They were fighting, yeah, with like a pipe and stuff. So like maybe they're like, you know, making them fight with walkers to see who's the best of the best or something, which is like, that's a really interesting theory. I mean, I could, right. It's possible. Yeah. So mm-hmm. You never know. I don't know.
Yeah. Good. I hope they do deviate from the, it's, you know, the cannibals and their.
Yeah. And, you know, Kirkman.
From the comic book. I love when they deviate more.
Yeah, I do too. The source material. Yeah, exactly. Like, you take the source and you kind of elaborate in your own way. And I do like that a lot. So, mm-hmm. You know, and I think Kirkman has said that, you know, we're going to learn a little bit more about Gareth and his role and that sort of thing. So, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, and plus we've learned that the actor who plays Gareth,
he's a series regular.
Series regular, yeah. So, and they also said that they're not spending much time at Terminus.
Yeah, so.
So, if he's a series regular.
Yeah.
That
exactly.
Only leads you
so,
to,
it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't, yeah, I'm excited for season 5. I wish it didn't have to start in October. It's a very long ways away.
That's okay. We've got a lot of things.
We do have a lot of shows.
Between now and then.
We
and
do.
Also, you have a couple shows to catch up on this summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
House of Cards.
I do.
Breaking Bad.
I do need to watch Breaking Bad.
House of Cards only 2 seasons right
True.
Now.
True. I need to finish True Detective. I don't know.
Well, I need to get started on that.
I know. And my cousin wants me to watch Once Upon a Time, so I should probably check on that at least.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good. I still watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
I think I could probably enjoy that. I'm pretty sure it was. Yes, just
but I think it's more to the bottom of you need to get Breaking Bad and
yeah,
True Detective,
I really do
I
need. Yeah, I know because I'm like the only person in the world who hasn't watched Breaking Bad. So
pretty close.
Pretty close. I know.
Close. So, but now the thing is, when you binge watch on a show like that,
I know.
And you really don't know much about how it ended, what happened.
Mm-mm.
So then you're kind of in your own little bubble.
I know.
You don't have to worry about getting on Facebook and seeing.
That's true. I don't have to worry
about
spoilers. Yes, that's true. Yeah. You know, and I could watch the entire series in probably a couple weeks.
Right.
I don't have
how quickly did you watch Game of Thrones?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. But those are only, there was only 10 episodes a season. So, but you know.
True.
Yeah. I know. I'm a master at binge watching. So I really don't have anything else to do, so I'm okay with that, though. So like, that's what I like. Right. I do want to mention Sci-Fi is working on a zombie apocalypse show.
Right.
It's called Z Nation. It's 13 episodes, and it's going to follow the struggle for humans to survive post-zombie apocalypse. So,
well, no one watches sci-fi, so it really
it's produced by the people who made Sharknado, so take that as you will. So it's either going to be really good or really bad.
Right.
My guess is really bad.
I guess I need to take my comment back. People who watch sci-fi, I am still waiting for my big fat geek wedding, the second episode. They promoted the first one. They aired
the
first
one. Know what? I saw part
really
of that.
Good.
Yeah, I did. I saw part of that the other day where they wanted to do like a fantasy wedding.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
So good.
Yeah.
And on their website, they promoted that the next one's going to be a Star Wars kind of wedding. Because the first one was like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it was like Game of Thrones, yeah.
But you can't find it when it's going to air. And usually like shows like that is like once a week or whatever.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they're not doing more with that.
So I tweeted at Sci-Fi and I haven't heard back because one of our coworkers was like, oh, did you see this? And like, I'm so stoked for the Star Wars one, but it hasn't aired. And
that's really weird.
There's no, like, it's going to be on every Tuesday at 8 or whatever. So I tweeted Sci-Fi and I hadn't heard back. So maybe
Sci-Fi is usually pretty good about, like, you know, especially their new shows. They play them all the time. So that's really, I wonder why. That's interesting.
Right.
I do watch sci-fi, too. I watch it every once in a while. There was a show on sci-fi called Being Human that I was really into. And
I've heard
just,
about.
Like, Monday was the season, like, the series finale.
Oh, really?
It was really good. So, yeah. But, yeah. No, I mean.
But do we need another zombie?
No, probably not. I mean, nothing's going to touch The Walking Dead. Like, there's no, any zombie show that they make now, I don't think is going to be as good as The Walking Dead
is. But they're making that companion series,
Making the companion series, exactly. You know,
I mean, I guess we go in phases. True Blood started the vampires. And
this is true.
All these other Vampire Diaries, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So also speaking, and we hadn't put this down to talk about, but I just saw it in my Entertainment Weekly. I was reading through it. There's a new show that starts this weekend on WGN. It's their first original series called Salem. It's basically...
Yes, no, I saw a preview for that, and I kind of wanted to watch it, yeah.
We should DVR that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, no, it's just... I don't remember what I was watching, but I saw a preview for it. Yeah, it does look... I like stuff about witches, so.
Right, American Horror Story was...
I know,
my favorite season was the last one.
I do like stuff like that, so... Yeah. I know, you're right. What is it on? Do you know?
WGN? I'm not sure. But it's going to be on, like, tomorrow.
I guess I'll
have
to...
Or no, the
20th, that'll
be next...
Okay, yeah.
So it's Easter.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah, I'll have to look that up. Yeah, but yeah, no, I did see a preview of that. Yeah, I'd watch that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right,
we'll look up some more information. We'll tell you guys about it.
Yeah, we'll tell you. We'll tell you about it. But anyway, this Z Nation is supposed to premiere this fall, so... I'll watch it. I'll watch the first episode and I'll let you know how it goes. You know, maybe it'll be really good and maybe, but maybe it'll be really bad. So sci-fi is not known for their great graphics, but that's also what makes sci-fi a little enjoyable because they make really terrible like B movie horror things. So,
and look what happened to Sharknado.
Exactly. It was huge. Blew up. Yeah. They're making a second one. Did you know that? Yeah. They're making a second one. So who knows? We'll see. All right. Switching gears a little bit. This week was announced who's the replacement for David Letterman.
Quick.
Very
quick.
So
quick.
Super quick.
I thought it would last.
Do you think maybe this has been in the works?
They
probably
said that they had their eye on him since 2012.
Yeah. So maybe they were just waiting for Letterman to be like, yeah, I finally want to retire.
Right. And I guess Rush Limbaugh picked it up. He's pissed because he's like, now that, you know, Stephen Colbert or Colbert or however we're going to...
I know. Is it
going to
be Colbert? I mean,
but he's not going to be that character.
Yeah, I know.
He's
going to
be himself, so we haven't really seen much of him as himself.
I mean, he is a funny guy. I've heard him in interviews, and I'm sure he'll be a funny, very likable guy.
Right,
you know, it's like everybody's so used to him being over-the-top Colbert on his show, so it'll be interesting to see.
I don't know. We talked about it in the last podcast. I just wish that they would have went in a different direction.
Yeah.
I like the guy. I think he's probably going to do great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, come on, CBS.
Yeah, but really, you had an opportunity to find somebody a little out of the box. You know, a little different than what's happening. I mean, mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon's great. Jimmy Kimmel's great.
Right.
Both. I'm not saying they're not great. They are great. But, you know, we could have used a woman. I really do think a woman would have been great in that role.
I agree.
You know?
There are so many out there. There were several articles. I mean, obviously some people didn't agree with me. I mean, I think Chelsea Handler would have been great because David Letterman was sort of like the Chelsea Handler back 20 or 30 years ago on NBC. And I remember them saying, oh my God, he is too crude and he's too much to go to CBS to be the, you know, to start their the late night wars. But he did. I mean, he toned it down. But I was hoping maybe they would kind of think outside the box.
Yeah.
Obviously they didn't.
You know, I was reading some articles too. Like there was an article about some women who would have been perfect. And like Jane Lynch's name was thrown out there. I think she would have been really funny.
She's
absolutely
really good on Hollywood Nick.
Yeah, exactly. She hosts that. I mean, I think she's great. And she's a funny lady. You know, like Amy Poehler, Tina Fey obviously have been thrown out there too. But yeah, Ellen, I mean...
Yeah. Ellen has a pretty lucrative deal.
Yeah, she has a very lucrative
deal. And she's also locked into a contract that is ironclad.
Yeah, so
I know in our market that she's there. Another station is stealing her because they need a really strong lead-in for their 5 o'clock newscast.
Mm-hmm.
And she's locked in, I think, for the next 3 years.
Something like that, obviously she can't just walk away from that, but I mean...
Right. Even for late night. And plus, like, I guess it's sort of like the whole thing. Can Ellen really change to fit the late night?
Yeah.
I think you need someone a little bit more...
A little edgier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's got a good thing going.
She's got a great thing going, absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, I understand that. But, I would have liked to seen a woman in that
role. Yeah. I think Amy Poehler would have been.
Oh, God, I would love...
Think,
but, she, you know, she's on Parks and Rec, and I don't...
I think next season's the last season.
Yeah, I think it's coming to an end soon, but, yeah.
That is actually on the top of my list to binge this summer.
You need to.
Yeah.
You really, really need to. It's really funny. Yeah. That's how I got it. I binge watched it.
I was told to just start with season two.
No, season one's really funny too.
I remember
start from the beginning.
I remember watching a little bit of season one, and it was fine, but they said season two is really where they got in the groove. And...
Yeah, but I would watch from the beginning. I'm just saying. You should watch from the beginning.
And it was like a half season anyway.
Yeah, it was.
I don't want to give like 22 episodes of...
Yeah, no. I binge watched, I think in a week, I watched like 5 seasons.
Your schedule's a little different than
mine. It is a little different, yeah.
I can't sit still that long.
Yeah, well, I know that's right. You're not like me. I'm very much okay with sitting around for 15 plus hours watching TV. You are not.
No, I couldn't do it.
I know you're not that tired. That's where you and I differ. Right. I'm not a productive individual.
You're just productive in a different way.
Exactly. This is what fuels my mind. This is why I can do stuff like this.
Right.
I think.
Well, and speaking of Amy Poehler and Tina Fey,
they've got a new movie coming out, which I'm super excited about. It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
It's called The Nest. And apparently they play sisters who, I guess their parents are selling their childhood home and they go back, to have like a crazy party and that sort of thing. And anyway, I'm sure it'll be really funny because obviously they're both really funny. Right. And did you ever see Baby Mama?
Yeah, I did.
It's really funny. Yeah.
That was entertaining.
I'm excited for that. And then it's being directed by the guy who did Pitch Perfect. So.
Nice. I wonder if. Is he coming back for the sequel for Pitch Perfect?
I don't know. No, Elizabeth Banks is directing, remember?
Is she directing or isn't she producing?
I thought she was directing. Isn't she directing? I don't know. I'm pretty sure we talked about it, but I think she's directing it.
Maybe you're right. I'll have to look that up.
I'll have to look that up, too. Yeah. Anyway, and Faye and both Faye and and Poehler are producing it, so I think it's gonna be really good. I can't wait. And it's written by this lady named Paula Pell, who was a writer on Saturday Night Live, and I follow her on Twitter, and she's really funny. So that gives me hope. Yeah, no, I will see this movie because
nice.
Those two together are golden. Like just fantastic. So.
So I did look it up. Elizabeth Banks is directing. It's her debut.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's like, no, we've talked
about it. And she's going to be in it. So that's
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's going to be great. Speaking of comedy.
Right. The Peanut Gallery would like us to talk about the
Peanut Gallery. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes.
Okay, everybody. It's Ginger. Ginger's back.
Yeah, we didn't invite him.
But he's kind of forcing his way in to talk about Veep.
Well, it's too good not to talk about every
this
week.
This is true.
Did you watch it?
No, I have not watched it yet.
Did you see the cover?
Do you not have HBO Go?
I do.
Right.
I just haven't gotten around to watching it. Mm-hmm. I have lots of things to watch.
Right. Supernatural, Vampire Diaries.
I don't watch Vampire Diaries, thank you.
Ben and Kate or whatever.
I did watch Ben and Kate. That was actually really good.
That was good. I'll give you that one.
That was a good little show.
What's that one on CW you watch?
Heart of Dixie.
Yeah, that's it.
Shut up.
Even I don't watch that
one. I love Heart of Dixie, all right? I watched it before I came over here. Thank you.
Well, since we're going to talk about, as Ginger's looking up something on Veep, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is on the cover of Rolling Stone.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
And
there was some controversy.
Here's the thing. I am pretty proud of myself because when someone pointed at, like, I thought about it was kind of weird that John Hancock's signature was on there, but I'm like, whatever. But then I was like, wait a second. When they're like, what's wrong with this picture? I'm like, obviously it's his signature and there's not a signature on that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she tweeted on Throwback Thursday a picture of herself as a naked baby. And she said it wasn't Rolling Stone. It was her birthmark that just so happens to look like the John Hancock. So it wasn't.
I thought she blamed it on Mike too.
No, she said it was.
Oh, that's good.
She said it was better. She was born that way. So I thought that was really clever.
So we have to meet her.
Oh, God.
She's got to come to Kansas City somehow.
I hope so. I mean, I would die if I met her. Because she's funny.
I'm going to use every string I can pull.
God, so funny. And I watched the first season of Veep, and I loved it. And I watched part of the second season, and I just kind of didn't have time to watch it. And I will get caught up.
So it wasn't as good?
No, it was good. I don't remember why.
It was better.
Wasn't. Right. I don't know. There was a lot of going. There's a lot of TV to watch.
Game of Thrones. That's what you're
know.
Watching.
So I just haven't really finished it. But I mean, I do love her. Like, I know I've talked about this before, but she was on The New Adventures of Old Christine, and I effing love that show. It's so funny. I just can't. Like, I would watch that when I got home from work in the mornings, and I would just die every day.
It was syndicated.
Yeah, it was syndicated. So.
I'm sure it still is, but
yeah, it might be. Yeah, so really? But anyway, and she's just so funny.
Yeah,
I heard. Also, did you watch Silicon Valley?
Yeah,
did you like it?
I did like it.
Yeah,
I
heard it was good. I've heard it's good. Yeah.
It's a little bit funny. It's about this big group of nerdy guys. But so the first episode is about him basically stumbling onto this piece of code that could be really useful to a company. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that part of the show is kind of serious, but then the rest of it is like humorous.
Is it funny? Yeah, okay.
It's funny because there's some really funny characters on it. Like the guy, he's living in this collective of people in Silicon Valley and where they basically all live together and come up with ideas. It's an incubator. That's what they call it. Oh. And I've seen it heard at other places. Sometimes they'll have a place in like an arts incubator. Anyway, it's a clever show. I'll watch it again.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, and that airs after Game of Thrones, right?
Game of Thrones and the more important show, Veep.
Veep, yes.
So,
oh, that's a good spot to be
that
in.
That is a good spot.
Veep is my favorite show on TV. Like I've said before, she's an artist with the F
word. I know, yeah.
Yeah, and the article I read about this is from the Rolling Stone article. They'll give her a line, and then she goes off in her comedy. She thinks about, is she going to be hungry? Or is she going to be distracted during this? Or how's she going to play this one like a real person, you know? So she's, I don't know, she's my favorite actress on TV. Like, by far my favorite comedian.
She's running for office in this season?
So this season, the spoiler alert.
That's
right. That actually happened in season two. She decided at the end that she did not want to run for a second term as vice president with the president. Uh-huh. And the president has decided not to run for a second term.
Oh.
But this first episode is like 2 months later where he still hasn't announced that he's not running. So she's like sitting there like pretending like she's not running for president, but she totally is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like they do. So,
yes, absolutely.
Same article said that Veep is a more realistic portrayal of politics than House of Cards. Dysfunction.
Yeah.
I'm really already looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I always liked in that. I guess it was maybe the first season where she'd be like, oh, did the president call? And they're like, no.
Yeah. And they have said you will
like
never
every day.
Yeah.
Has the president called? No. No. It's really funny.
Every episode she asked at one time, yeah. Or she used to, anyway.
Yeah.
But they said that, I don't know if this is still true, but in the first couple seasons they said you will never see the president ever. Because he's not, it's not about him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of interesting the way to play it, but. It's funny. Every character on that show, they're so creative.
They are. It's a really funny show.
And Kathy DeJimmy is on it now.
Oh, is she?
She's
really funny.
A political reporter.
Yeah, she's great.
And she married their communications officer in the first episode.
Oh, okay.
The real, the guy with the boat.
Yeah. The one they always make fun of.
Mike.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Anyway.
Oh, that's funny. So, well, thank you for the Veep report.
Yep.
You don't want to stick around and talk about other things?
No, I'm good.
No.
You can make us more drinks.
All right. Well, he's going to go sit down now. Thanks, Ginger. Right. Thanks for your commentary. Thanks for crashing our podcast, by the way.
Right.
Jeez, we had it all planned out. Now I don't know what to do. Right. No, I'm just kidding.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here?
What about The Simpsons?
The Simpsons. Is that a good place to go? Yeah, this is something I'm really excited about because I'm a huge Simpsons fan. Apparently FXX, which is, I guess, is an offshoot of FX, they're going to marathon the entire show, like from season one to season whatever, 25 it's on now, whatever it's on. I won't watch it because I don't think I have that channel, but I think that's fun. I mean, I am a huge Simpsons fan and I have been since I was five or six years old. I watched it from the beginning and I can't say I've watched a lot of the recent seasons, but up until about season 12 or 13, I've been really into it. So, and it is one of, I constantly quote it. A friend of mine and I are just like, are Simpsons obsessed. So we always talk about it. And I do have the first 10 seasons on DVD and I watch them occasionally. So this will be the longest continuous marathon ever. So
yeah, this is one.
It's going to last 12 days, 552 episodes, and that'll start August 21st and go through Labor Day. So it's it'll be crazy.
That is nuts.
It is nuts. It's insane. Like, I mean, if I had 2 weeks to sit and watch,
right? Without
I would
sleeping.
Exactly. So I don't know. I think that's fun, and I'm not really sure. Oh, and they're going to make a Simpsons app, which is going to give you access to every episode of the series. So that's coming soon, too.
Oh, wow.
Mm, I know. That's pretty cool. Mm. Huh. Yeah.
Guess you don't have to buy it now.
No, I know. I know. Amazing. So,
well, maybe the app costs some money, too.
Yeah. I love The Simpsons, and I always have. So mm-hmm. I'm looking, you know, that's fun for me. So,
right.
Anyway,
did you hear about TV news?
Yeah, did you hear about this? They're making a Truman Show TV show,
yeah,
which is interesting.
True. Yeah, which I feel like we have that on Big Brother.
Well, I feel like
they're clued in on it.
Yeah, that's true.
I love the movie. I thought it was great.
So this is, I mean, this isn't going to be like a, this, I don't think, it's not going to be a reality series, right? It's just going to be, it's going to be a scripted series about like the Truman Show. Got it. Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'll be interesting. I like the movie too. So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, series. Stay too corrupted. I'm trying to read the article. Yeah, it's going to be scripted.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we don't need another reality show.
No, we do not. Right. There's enough of those. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So.
And yeah. I remember, I mean, I love the movie. I remember watching it in the theater, and it was like the first time that Jim Carrey did something semi-serious.
Yeah, that's true.
And everyone started to take him for granted as a real serious actor.
Yeah,
so, and I mean, he's done some really good smaller budget movies. Like, did you ever see The Eternal Mind?
Yes, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah, great movie. Great movie. God. Did you ever see that semi horror movie he was in? It's a thriller. Number 13. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, he plays kind of a crazy guy in that. So. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, and then, of course, Dumb and Dumber 2, T.O.
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully you get it. Hopefully podcast
listeners. I feel like our listeners are very smart. They understand, right. Yes. So
I hope it's so good.
I'm sure it will be. It's just, I really do. 20 years ago that first movie came out. Can you believe that? So
Pretty Bird.
Pull over. No, it's a cardigan.
Kick his ass, Seabass. I could go on. It's so good. I love that.
It's so funny. Yes, absolutely. So,
and I know that, you know, there have been several people who have actually seen it because they did screenings for a couple audiences. Mm-hmm. And I remember them tweeting it out, and they're like, this is on par with the original. And you don't really necessarily hear that.
That's true. But I think, you know, with Jeff Daniels and him being and Jim Carrey in it, I think it's going to be good.
Right.
Yeah, because the original guys are back. Yeah. So,
and sometimes you need 20 years later to give enough time to pick up.
And I think the original has such a cult following that I think it's going to do very well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's one of, you know, everyone loves Dumb and Dumber. So, yeah, I think it's going to be good.
All right, what other movie news do we have?
Let's go to some movie news right now. Okay, movie news.
Movie news.
Some
good movie news.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
No, there's some good stuff.
Gremlins was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
So there's a Gremlins remake in the works. So that's interesting. I mean, I loved Gremlins too. I remember watching it when I was a kid and loving Gizmo and everything. I was really into the Gremlins.
I still have. Hold that. Keep talking about it.
Okay, guys. Mick is running upstairs. No, he's just going right over here. He's got something. I don't know.
I'm
assuming he's got a Gremlins toy.
Look at this. Not even playing, guys.
You have Huey, Dewey, and Louie, one of them.
this is my...
Oh, Dewey.
Dewey.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cute.
And...
Gizmo. That
right?
is so fun.
And I have Snoopy.
Oh my god. You are a treasure trove of 80s
right.
80s toys. Pound puppies.
And this is going to be a big,
uh-oh.
I don't know if you know.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember the Get Along Gang?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh.
Get Along
Gang.
This
was Zipper. He used to have roller skates. And there was like Montgomery the Moose and Dottie the Dog. I don't remember the Get Along Gang.
That at all. That might have been a little bit before my time.
That was a Saturday morning cartoon. Look at this. I mean, they were like all these little animals.
I love this Gizmo doll, though. Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is like a collectible. Yeah, no wonder you keep these. Right. Yeah, so.
And the Pound Kitties, too.
Pound Puppies, Snoopy. Oh,
Roger Doom. Rabbit.
Oh, God. That is Muppet so Babies. Oh, my God.
Muppet Babies.
I think I'm going to have to take a picture of this. We're going to take pictures of these and put them on our Facebook page so you know what the hell we're talking about right now.
Muppet Babies will do the same for you.
I was obsessed with Muppet Babies. What is that? What is that?
Okay, now this... I'm not even going to tell you. I hope you know what this is. You probably won't.
Oh. What is it called? I know exactly what it is.
Monchichis.
Monchichis. Yes, that's right. That's what that's
right?
Like. Yeah,
right?
That was a little bit before my time, too, but I do Piglet. Remember this. Piglet, look at you. Look at all these toys he has.
No, he's recording
this. Yeah. Yeah. We're recording it.
And I have a softball. Soft, yeah.
Well, so. Nick brought out all his toys, and now we've lost track of everything we're talking
sorry.
About.
Oh, Gremlins. So we're back to Gizmo. Back to Gizmo.
Because I'm holding Gizmo right now, and I'm actually going to take a picture of this so I can put it on our Facebook page. Anyway, they're making a... You know, he's so cute.
I know. I wanted a real Mogwai.
That's good.
And I remember the first time I saw it, I thought they were... Because I was young. I really was young a long time ago.
Well, I was young, too. When did this first one come out? I forget.
It was in the
80s. 85, probably?
Yeah, maybe. I'll have to look that up.
Here.
Oh, I'll hold it. Sorry, we just took a selfie.
We took a selfie with Gizmo.
With Gizmo.
Because right. We are dorks. So, yeah, look for that in our Facebook page. It's amazing.
Yeah. Gizmo.
Yeah, oh my God. I got to look at this article about the... Now, I'm getting so distracted.
Right, well, so they're looking at doing a remake.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the second movie?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. Yeah, absolutely. Is that the one where they're like in New York?
New York,
yeah,
right.
That's right. And they have like the suits on.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is his name? What was the bad one's name?
Stripe.
Stripe, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the bad one. Who was
and
like,
they,
yeah.
It was in like this, what am I trying to, like a scientist thing? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It's been a long time since I've seen
right.
it, but
and
I
they
do.
Sang New York, New York.
Yeah.
There was a female gremlin.
Yeah, that's right.
Lipstick.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I totally remember watching that. Because, yeah, we watched the Gremlins a lot when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think it's going to be... Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Again, they keep just remaking these 80s films, but you know, I don't know. As long as they keep Gizmo the same, I'll be happy, I think, you know, so it'll be fun.
I want to see more Mogwai.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I think they should do that. Mm-hmm. I agree. They need to do more with that. So,
yeah.
You know, Steven Spielberg might come back to executive produce it. He may be involved with
it. He owns it.
Oh,
I think they probably had to
you're probably right. Yeah.
Before they even thought about remaking it.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't know who's directing it or the cast or anything, but.
Right.
But I mean, it'll be interesting.
Of all the 80s properties.
Exactly.
Well, and there was some news about He-Man this week too, and it looks like they're pretty close to. Moving forward with that. I think they have a director now.
Really?
Yeah, so that'll be...
Well, I think I could see a He-Man. Yeah, right. I think it's time for a He-Man remake, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, because the last one was, what, in the 80s they made that one?
It had Courtney Cox in it. And the problem was, I remember watching it, and the first part of the movie was good because it was on... It was in the Eternia, the world where it takes place, but they brought them to Earth. And it just went down after that.
I watched a few years ago, the guy I was dating was really into He-Man, and so we watched like one of the like the Christmas special or something, and it was really bad.
Oh, right.
Like from the 80s. It was really weird because He-Man's like, it was a He-Man? Yeah. He's really into his sister. Like,
oh, He-Man and She-Ra.
Yeah.
Right.
Like there was just a weird, like a weird thing between them.
Close.
It was weird. Yeah. Huh.
Well, Teela is He-Man's love interest.
Oh.
Yeah. I loved He-Man.
There was an article out about several movies they're making sequels to. I just want to name some of them.
And
these
we
off.
Talked about Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
That's one of them.
They're making an Alice in Wonderland 2, the Tim Burton kind. Yeah. They're making another Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, number 4.
Right.
They're making another American Pie movie, number 5, which I don't think is... They're making... three, apparently. Two, three, and four.
Cameron just needs more money.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're going to make American Pies until they're up to retirement.
Yeah, I agree. And they die. Yeah. And I just, I am not a fan of the American Pie movies at all. They're making another Bad Boys, Bad Santa.
I never saw the first one. I heard it was good.
I remember seeing part of it, I think.
I can't wait for Finding Dory.
I know. That's going to be. I didn't even know this was in the works, but as long as they bring Ellen DeGeneres back, I think I love Finding Nemo so much. Like, right. Yeah, so I can see that. They're making another Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted 3, which... Right.
Okay.
Are they... I don't know if...
they're making Ghostbusters 3.
They're making another Bourne movie. 3, yeah, Cars Fast 3. Yeah.
That Fast and Furious is going to go on forever.
Yeah, apparently. I think that's going to go on. They're making another Chronicles of Narnia, obviously.
Yeah, but the thing is, with those movies, the main characters... they're really not much in the later books.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I haven't read the books. So I don't know. But I know there's a series. That, no.
Oh, yeah. I read them when I was a kid.
Yeah, I didn't read those when I was a kid. Well, so I don't know about them. But, you know, they're making another Dodgeball. Yeah. Another Dread. I don't know.
It's like, come on, guys.
I know. Let's another G.I. Something. Joe. Like, yeah, there's just a bunch of things in the works. Which 120
Geek, Den of the Geek put this article out. 129 movie sequels are in the works right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's so many. And I just don't think a lot of them need sequels. So, you know, it'll be... I think some of them are going to be great, and I will see some of them, but some of them I don't think are necessary.
Well,
absolutely.
I mean, they only look at his money.
Mm-hmm.
They know that regardless of how bad it is, people are going to see it the first couple weekends.
Absolutely.
And they're going to make back what they spent on it.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, that is, it's a money thing. That's really all it is. Because the one, you know, the first one makes a certain amount of money. They're like, yep, we can make a sequel, make more money off it. So, I don't know. So, but the Gremlins... I think the Gremlins will be exciting, and when that does come out, I will go see that. So, you know, I'm okay with the Gremlins remake. Absolutely. So, another article where we talk about, they're thinking about making like a spinoff of Mystique with Jennifer Lawrence,
right?
Which I think is going to be great, honestly, because she's so good as Mystique, like the younger Mystique, and X-Men are so much fun. Like, I love the X-Men series.
I do too. I can't wait for Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited. We got to go see that when it comes out. Yeah,
we have to. Yeah. That's one that. It's in May. So
I really like that it has like the like, you know, like the original from the first films and then from the last film. I really like that everybody's involved in that. That's gonna be so, because that last X-Men film was amazing.
Oh,
I really
so
love that movie.
And they worked in the old Mystique.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So it's really cool. So I'm excited. Yeah, I mean, I admittedly, and I'm not a huge comic book fan. Like, I don't know a lot about the. I wouldn't say I'm an expert at X-Men, but I watched the cartoon when I was a kid, and I was really into it. And so, I like the films, and so I'm really excited. So,
Well, and Jennifer Lawrence has become such a big actress. And
I love her.
I feel like they're getting ready to phase Hugh Jackman out.
Yeah.
They need something before they go back and bring a new Wolverine in, and that would be probably a pretty good...
You know, and Michael Fassbender as Magneto is so good, and James McAvoy as Professor X, who, James McAvoy is one of my all-time favorite actors. I love him. I have a huge crush on him, yes, and I think he's super hot, even though he's short, but he's super hot, and I love him, so I will see this movie.
Well, and Marvel is looking at all kinds of spinoffs from X-Men, like they've been doing with the Avengers, obviously, Captain America... the Winter Soldier,
huge at the box office.
Well, now X-Men, they kind of want to go that route. And
they
looks
could,
like,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, besides Mystique, they're thinking about Gambit or Deadpool. And Deadpool was played by Ryan Reynolds. Obviously, he's not.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do it.
Again. But
who was Gambit in the light?
It was Taylor
Riggins.
Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor Kitsch. Riggins.
Riggins was right
now. Yeah, Riggins.
But yeah, so, and I think Channing Tatum.
Would be Gambit to be in Gambit. I'd be okay with that. Yeah, I'd be okay with it. You know, when I was a kid, I always thought Harry Connick Jr. would be a perfect Gambit.
Oh, because
he's like Cajun, you know, and he's good looking. But now he's probably too old to play Gambit. Yeah. But like back when I was a kid, I used to think like if I could cast an X movie.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Harry Connick Jr. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they'll bring Anna Paquin back as.
Well, she's supposed to be back in the new film.
Is she? Okay.
Who knows how long she's going to be on air.
Mm-hmm.
Or on screen, but yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to some Star Wars news before we wrap things up here.
Yeah.
So it still looks like some unknowns are going to be cast, and J.J. Abrams looks like he's going to go down the same path that the original Star Wars did, which I think is fantastic. Get some new blood in there, someone that's not attached to another franchise, someone that
can start from the beginning. I think that's a really smart idea, because those guys are going to be known as the new Star Wars guys, you know, like
for probably two trilogies.
Yeah, exactly. So, and obviously they're going to, I mean, this film is going to make them big stars. This is like a huge deal, you know, anytime.
And it looks like the rumor is that besides Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Peter Mayhew will be returning as Chewbacca as well.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's good. Chewbacca's back. Mm-hmm. He's a favorite, so.
Right. So, but the one thing we haven't heard from is C-3PO. Because the guy who does C-3PO, he's usually pretty vocal about things. So we haven't heard a peep from him. But maybe he's following J.J. Abrams.
But obviously he has got to come back. Like, well, right? Yeah. Like,
the character would be back.
Yeah, the character, the guy, the original guy's name. Yeah, I don't know. But
be voicing
I was reading somewhere that they're thinking about filming in Morocco, possibly, or Abu Dhabi. So.
And they've already, where was the, oh my gosh, the cold weather place. Because it looked like they're going to return to Tatooine and Hoth.
Yeah, I guess they're not, like, I guess the original Tatooine was filmed in the, in Tunisia?
Tunisia.
Okay. Is that really how you say it?
Oh. Peanut gallery.
Anyway. Yeah, we have some guy just sitting in our couch down here just spouting off. Anyway.
He's always spouting off.
Anyway, they're not going to film there this time.
Yeah, which would be kind of... Actually, it would be pretty cool if they went back.
Apparently, there's still a lot of the sets still staining out there. That's really cool.
So it's like, hello, you can save some money.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? So
who knows what this new world is going to look
like. Yeah, that's true. Who knows? So
30 years later. So, again, it kind of seems like JJ... I mean, even though filming is supposed to begin in almost exactly a month,
yeah,
it looks like he's going to wait until May 4th, which is May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
To make any big announcements. So, which is fine. Mm-hmm. At least we'll get, if not a name of what this film is going to be called, at least we'll get some characters, a cast of characters, hopefully some kind of plot.
Yeah.
Summary. Yeah. But it's going to be good. I cannot.
Lots of people excited about it. We're talking about it last night. You and a friend of ours were taking. Was very excited about it.
I have set up because at Star Wars on Twitter is, I mean, it turns. It's the one place where they're going to churn out the news. So I've set up notifications on Twitter. So when, and the thing is, like, they post not quite a bit, but they post pretty regularly. And so there sometimes I'm like, they have like little contests and I'm getting them, but I don't care. I want to be the first to know. The first to know when
you're
it happens.
You're such a nerd.
I am. So, well, let's figure out what else I'm obsessed with this week besides Star Wars.
I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay, so I found this somebody had posted it on Facebook about this photographer who traveled to Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was photographing meerkats.
Meerkats.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Amazing. So there's this video that they made where it shows how close he was able to get to the meerkats.
Oh, my gosh.
And how close they actually got to him. They are crawling on him.
They're all over him. And it's adorable.
It's so awesome. I posted it on our Facebook page too, so you guys can take a look at that. It's only a couple minutes.
It is amazing. If you've ever, I mean, if you're an animal lover, you're gonna love it. I mean, it's just meerkats are so cute, and I mean, I couldn't imagine just having meerkats all over you.
Right.
Amazing.
Right. And he was explaining that they were crawling on him to get higher.
Yes.
To take a look out and around at their surroundings, because obviously there are several predators where they're at. So they have to always kind of be standing on their back legs to see what's coming around them. But oh my.
I mean, they're like standing on his head. They're standing on his camera, on his back. Like, it's just adorable. And there's like baby meerkats. Oh, God. God.
Did you ever watch Meerkat Manor?
Yes, I did. Animal yeah. Planet? I think I only watched a few episodes, but I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right. Now, that would be an assignment.
No kidding. What a cool job to have something like that. To just, photograph animals in the wild. It's amazing. Oh, gosh.
Especially little animals like that.
I know.
The problem, though, that I would have is, I mean, I think they're, when they go out there and they put together a show like that, that they're, you know, they're watching them 24/7.
Yeah.
I would have to step in if I saw some kind of
I couldn't separate. Yeah, I know. I couldn't just sit back and watch it, even though, you know, it's nature or whatever. But yeah, I think I would be heartbroken if I had to watch something like that. Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially when you have a bond with them.
I know.
With them crawling all over.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a great video. So
get out there.
It's on our Facebook page. Go and watch it. It's adorable. So my session this week is a song, actually. It's by a group called Minor. And their song is called Carousel. And I'm actually going to play a clip for you here a second. So just hold on.
Yep.
That's Carousel by
Minor. That's really good.
And I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I've been listening to it like nonstop for the past few days.
And it definitely reminds me of the Lumineers.
Yeah, it's very like Lumineers, very folksy, you know. So if you like that sort of thing, I think you'll probably like this song. I mean, I love it. And let me tell you where I found it.
I was wondering. Was it Spotify?
No.
iTunes Radio?
It was in an episode of Heart of Dixie.
You and your CW shows.
I know. Well, the thing with Heart of Dixie is they have really good music on that show. And that is actually how I first heard the Lumineers. It's because it was on an episode of Heart of Dixie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my sister was like, I heard this on Heart of Dixie. You should listen to it. And we got really into it. So anyway, they have really good music on that show. And I heard this song and I was like, I love this song. And then, I guess I just Googled it and I was like, what is that song? And then I looked them up and it's really great. Really great band. Their album is out now, I believe. I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but this one song I'm obsessed with.
So. Yeah, that's good. I can see.
It's a really great song. So, again, Minor Carousel, if you're interested. And I'll put a link to it on our Facebook page if you're interested in listening to it. So.
And tweet it out, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get to who, now that we've talked about what we're obsessed with, let's talk about who's ignoring reality.
Okay.
I feel like we have the same cast of characters who are ignoring reality.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes. We actually differ on our opinions of who's ignoring reality this week. Let's start with you.
I think it's Miley Cyrus.
Miley. Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah.
I like Miley. Uh-huh. I like her songs. Mm-hmm. I think she's a great singer. But sometimes it's like, come on, Miley. And so here's my beef with Miley this week. So, her dog that she had for several years passed away, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dogs, and I mean, you've seen her post on Instagram and all, you know, all these other social media that they were, you know, her dog was part of her family. Well, so the dog has been dead about a week.
I know.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
And she's already replaced.
Already got another dog. I know.
Oh,
I know.
Come on, Miley. Come on.
I understand, though. I'm sure she's just looking to fill the void left by the dog, you know?
Right, and she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah, so you want... I get it. She immediately wants to get back what she lost. But I think it's a little too soon. I mean, if my dog died, it would be a while before I could, I think, commit to another dog.
Right.
So, I think it just depends on the person. Yeah. But, you know.
And then, of course, you know, she shows the dog. I mean, I know that... She's a celebrity. She lives her life in the limelight. But it's So, just lost just a little bit of respect for her. Just a little bit. I'll still listen to her music.
Of course you will. Of course.
I really still want to go see her in Kansas City, so we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what I can...
I don't know. You're tricky that way, Sasha.
I am tricky that way, so maybe I'll
find some way to get
it
there.
Is? Right.
For free, yes.
Right.
And my vote for ignoring reality. Okay. I wouldn't say, I don't know if he's ignoring reality so much, it's that I just can't stand this guy as James Franco. I can't, I just don't like him. I don't think he's a good actor. I don't like him. He seems personally like a complete douche. I don't, anyway, you know, a couple weeks ago there was that whole thing where he was Instagramming some 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was true. I mean, there's been rumors that was probably a publicity stunt. Anyway.
I think everything they do is a publicity stunt.
Absolutely. I'm sure. Yeah.
And I still think he's gay.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. Absolutely.
Bye, whatever. Just, but come
but
on.
But I don't know. I was reading some article, too, that he just opened some art gallery in New York, and it's all pictures of him, and it just, like, ugh.
God. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all just him, and he's weird. Like, he's, like, dressed in drag in some of them. I don't know. He's just...
Yeah.
I don't like him. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I can see that.
Everyone raves about him being this great actor, and in my personal opinion, I feel like he plays a stoner in everything he's in. He just seems like he's constantly high. I don't know if he smokes pot, but I just can't.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. The only thing I enjoyed him in was This Is the End because he played himself.
Oh,
like,
right.
Such a, you know, narcissistic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I enjoyed him in because he was playing what I believe he is.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a really funny movie. Yes, it really was. I would agree. That was a really funny movie. But yeah, I don't like the guy, so... Hmm. I don't know. Every time I read something about him, I'm just like, ugh, God, Franco.
Right. All right. Well, let us know who you think might be ignoring reality this week.
Yeah.
Or what you're obsessed with, because we would love to maybe obsess over it as well.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. We do like to obsess over things, so.
Right. So you can always find us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay. Facebook, the same thing. Like us on there. And then
email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your comments or, you know, anything, suggestions, all that good stuff. Tell us what you think about our podcast. We'd really like some feedback. And go on iTunes, please, and rate us and leave a review because that would be really awesome if you did that. we'd love to hear some feedback. So, and thanks to everybody who has rated us. I mean, we've gotten a few ratings, which is amazing. And so I really appreciate that. So, you know, if you enjoy our podcast, please let us know.
Yeah, we'd and comment. To. We'd love to read your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. So please do that. Yeah. So, so that's up for this week's episode. We are going to do a Game of Thrones podcast once we get to watch it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little delayed this week because we got some personal obligations we have to, to get through.
I've got a pet telethon The problem, so now for this pet telethon, I have to stay on social media, tweet out during it, things like that. And so it's like, oh my gosh, I have to avoid every spoiler because I'm actually going to be doing this telethon the exact same time Game of Thrones is going to be on.
I know.
So it's like,
oh my God, how are you going to...
Right, right. So, please. No spoilers.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like we talked about, it's so hard, I think, to tweet out and Facebook during Game of Thrones because
it's just too hard.
No commercials.
Yeah, there's
breaks.
No commercials, and it's like if you look away for a second, you might miss something. Yeah,
right.
It's just too hard to.
And this is the
tweet.
Purple Wedding tonight.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I think that there won't be much.
Yeah, I'm gonna. So. I will watch it tonight. I won't give you any spoilers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it when I get home.
Yeah. So I'll get up early. I probably won't watch because I watched it on HBO Go. So. It's probably going to crash if I'm watching it live, like the same time everybody else is. So I might wait an hour or so.
That's
and maybe hopefully that'll be okay. Maybe it won't be as crazy as it was last week, but it probably will.
It's true.
HBO Go, I don't know. So we'll see. If I don't get to watch tonight, I will watch it in the morning when I get home from work. So we'll see. So,
And obviously, probably what we'll do is maybe we'll post something on Facebook saying, hey, what did you think of tonight's episode?
Yeah.
Keep the spoilers to a minimum.
Yes, absolutely.
But let us know what you thought, and we'll read it during our
so
next
podcast. We'll do a podcast this week on that, and so look forward to that. So and thanks for everybody who's listened to our first one on Game of Thrones like we did last week. So
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I will see you next time. Bye.